SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
The great pleasure of welcoming Paul Gillette on the French language program. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Jean-Noël.
And you are part of the La Mauvaise Réputation, and we are speaking about this concert coming on Friday the 12th at Box Hill in partnership with the Boîte. What can you tell us about the repertoire you're going to present?
Well, look, we've been performing concerts for the Boîte for quite a number of years now, and it's great to be back at the Box Hill Theatre. We're going to be performing a range of chansons from the tunes of the 1930s through to, we've got even one that goes into the 80s, but mostly the sort of 40s, 50s and 60s. People like Edith Piaf, Charles Trenet, going on to people like Serge Gainsbourg and some of the 60s pop songs of that era as well.
And which one did you choose for the 1980s?
The 80s, I think it's...
Or is it going to be a surprise?
Yes, I think it's nice. It's a song called by a band called... now, I always have difficulty pronouncing this. Les Ors du Barbac. And they have a song called Rue de Paname, which is a lovely ballad about walking through Paris streets, except unlike many of the, and there are many of them, ballads about walking through Paris streets, this is a vision of a slightly more dark and troublemaking Parisian streetscape with some guys who look like they're going to steal your wallet, some people over there eyeing off the fat tourists who are buying plastic Eiffel Towers, underneath the real Eiffel Tower, that sort of thing.
So, Paul, is the lineup of the band still the same?
Yes, we started out as a three-piece, which was myself on rhythm guitar and vocals and John Delaney on guitar and Enzo Roberto on double bass. A few years into our lifespan, we were joined by Salvatore Greco on accordion, and so we've been a quartet now for some years.
And what's been happening lately? I saw that you were in Brisbane for the Brisbane French Festival. How did that go?
That was really great. We had a fantastic time up there. It was 3 days of beautiful sunshine in July, which is a rarity for a Melbournean. And we were set up in a tent, quite a large stage there, in a tent by the Brisbane River, and surrounded by more French food stalls than I would imagine ever existed, to be honest. It was a really huge range of food from all across different regions of France, and of course fantastic wine as well.
And have you been doing other festivals and touring other states with the band?
In the last year, the band has been doing a number of festivals around the country. We played the Blue Mountains Music Festival in Katoomba, and we performed at the Port Fairy Folk Festival last year, and this year we're at the Signet Folk Festival in Tasmania. And it's been really great to perform in those broader assemblies of musicians from a whole different range of genres and meet people who are doing traditional Irish music or South American music or straight old rock and roll or singer-songwriter folk music. And it's been really great to put our French-influenced music amongst that mix.
And I imagine the Australian public is well-versed with the classic French chanson that you present on stage.
Well, there's some songs that they're quite familiar with, something like Yves Montand and C'est Si Bon. People always recognise that one, although probably more from the Eartha Kitt version that was recorded in the 50s. They know Les Champs-Élysées by Joe Dassin, which in fact probably gets more sing-along than any other song we do, both from the French and from the Aussies. But if we pull some of the less well-known songs of Edith Piaf out, then that's something I think that's quite new for a lot of Australians. Something like Hymne à l'amour is not so well known, which is great to popularise such a beautiful song for the Australians. Song like La Vie en Rose is very well known, and rightly so as well.
And I think with Les Champs-Élysées by Joe Dassin, it's an easy sing-along tune? Because I think I remember learning it in year 12 for French.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's incredibly popular, that song. I'm starting to get to know Dessin's output a little bit more, because for years I just knew him as that guy who did that song. But I've been learning a song, I think, called Le Petit Pain au Chocolat. Really funny song, and really enjoying it, and hope to bring that to the band sometime soon.
Fantastic. And other projects you're working on for the rest of 2016?
Look, for me, I've been distracted with a very enjoyable enterprise at the first half of this year with a film score, which I recorded and that premiered at the opening night of the Melbourne International Film Festival with the film The Death and Life of Otto Bloom. That was quite a different thing for me. It was recording for piano and string quartet. And it was great fun. It's great to see that on the big screen.
Were you at the opening of the festival?
Yes. Yeah.
How was the reaction of the public to the Australian film?
Oh, look, I think it went down really well. Mm-hmm. It was shot on home territory. It was shot in Melbourne. It was shot a lot around Melbourne University. There are a lot of people who sort of, I think, got a lot from that, just seeing it as a local film, getting such attention at what is quite an important film festival worldwide.
It had two famous Australian actresses in the lineup.
Yeah,
mother and daughter.
That's right. We were very lucky to work with Rachel Ward and her daughter Matilda Brown, who were playing the same character but at different times of that character's life. So mm-hmm. Rachel Ward was recollecting events, talking to camera really as an interview, recollecting events that then were portrayed in a flashback with her own daughter, Matilda, playing the younger version of that character in flashback.
Great talking to you again, Paul, and I remind the listeners that the concert is on this Friday at Box Hill. And for more details, lamauvaisereputationband.com.
Yes, so you can even more easily get us at frenchgypsyjazz.com.
On Facebook as well.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much, and meilleurs voeux, as we say in French.
Merci, Jean-Noël.
Radio SBS en français, en ligne et sur votre smartphone.